email list. Go to superhumanradio.com and join.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. This is Sick Carl. I'm still fighting this upper respiratory thing. I went to the gym today. I haven't been to the gym since June 13th, so it was 6 days off completely. And I figured, oh, the heck with it. I got to get in there. And I did train, and I felt better after I trained, but now I feel washed out. So bear with me if I don't have the normal energy levels that I usually have on the air. I'm sure my co-host for the first hour will carry me, and that's Coach Rob Regish. We'll be joined by him in just a moment for the Blueprint Power Hour. And then something that'll probably interest Coach Rob during our second hour, we're going to have Peter Lakatos on all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Peter is a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fighter. He is also somebody who leverages a lot of different technologies to get the most out of his body, and we're going to talk about leveraging performance technologies for BJJ and MMA during the second hour, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. Let's go ahead and run, if I can find out which mouse I'm supposed to be holding on to here.
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I can barely hear you, though.
Oh, really? Okay, I can fix that. Hold on a second. Part of it is because I'm talking so low, but hold on a second. Let's see. So can you hear me now? Does that sound better to you?
Yeah, much better.
Okay, good. All right. So, because we're not doing video today, I had everything set up for video, and then I found out we weren't doing video today at the last minute, so I forgot to change things back. We have an announcement. The Tranquilogen has a special promotion going on right now, right?
Yeah, big sale. And it's active from today until July 22nd, so only a couple more days. What we're talking about is 22% off Tranquilogen, which is a mental and physical rejuvenation type product, literally beyond compare. The active discount code you want to punch in is TQ22. And what that gets you is an extra 22% off a single bottle, or you can get the biggest savings ever on a twin pack that's already discounted, or a case of four.
Yeah.
So, you know, your savings add up fast there on multiples. No, here's the best part, no quantity limits. So if you want to stock up, this is the time. First and possibly only time ever that this special offer, that I've seen it, and I don't know that he'll repeat it, so it's wise to get on it. So to order or for more information on the formula, which really can't do it justice on the show, visit Tranquilogen.com. That's TRANQUILOGEN.com. Or you can just click on over to shop.bodybuildingsupplements.com. It really is a fantastic formula. Put it this way, I'm using more Tranquilogen today than I am Synthogen, and that's saying something.
Now, was Tranquilogen designed to be a sleep aid or just something to, because we're in such hyperdrive all the time.
Yeah.
Is Tranquilogen designed just to be something that takes you out of hyperdrive all day long?
Yes, although it goes quite a bit beyond that, especially given the high amounts of ashwagandha that we've now got in it. Basically, this is a product for anyone that's under extreme physical or mental stress. It gives you the big three. If you're going to take three herbs, make them these: curcumin, rhodiola, and ashwagandha. In addition, it has very high amounts of astaxanthin and 5-HTP. So, yes, you know, when people take it, you can get kind of an acute, you know, relaxation type thing. How much that is probably depends on dose. Personally, since cortisol is highest in the morning and tranquilogen will optimize your test-to-cortisol ratio, I will take three in the morning, Monday through Friday, with weekends off. Bottle lasts a full month that way. And for all it does, it's something else. And 22% off. He's never had this before.
And it rhymes. TQ22. Check
there
it out. Matt Rinaldi says, I took you up long ago on that tip for stronger rack pulls. And you were right. My strength increases were insane. I started working with 405 and I'm now up to 750. My traps have never looked bigger. You say you can only perform those twice a month, at most three times a month, in advanced trainers or trainees. What can I do in between for my traps?
You know, he really brings up an excellent point, because once your traps are conditioned to holding 700-plus pounds, right, where do you go from there? Most dumbbells in gyms today will feel far too light, even assuming, let's say your gym has, you know, up to 150, which mine does, one of them anyway. The solution then, as I see it, is to perform triple drops in the following fashion. I use the 150s. I try to shrug that 25 times. I immediately go to the 120s, shrug that for 25, and finish off with 90-pound dumbbells and shrugged for, again, 25 reps. Although you're using high reps here, it's actually beneficial insofar as you're performing just one or two five-second holds on your top-range rack pull days. So the higher number of reps and back-to-back-to-back nature of the work results in a much longer time under tension. And most studies looking at muscle growth cite a time under tension of minimum of 30 seconds or more as being beneficial. With respect to the shrug itself, you know, please don't roll your shoulders like you see a lot of guys doing. Simply attempt to touch your traps to your ears. You know, unlike top-range rack pulls, you can perform these once or twice a week and show excellent results. I'm talking about the triple drop. As for other movements, there are some that I'm definitely not a fan of, namely the upright row. You know, personally, I feel if you want a shoulder injury, that's a great exercise to get one. You know, to me, it feels unnatural. You can't use much weight. And I fail to see any meaningful growth from guys that do those. You know, so as for the neck itself, you have several options to work with. First, you can jam any kind of exercise ball into the corner and press into it hard for time. And, you know, that's an excellent use of isometrics. So shoot for 40 seconds pressing with the forehead into the ball. Do the same for the back and left and right side of your neck. Now, I'm also a big fan of headstands against the wall to build your neck and traps. Shoot for a minute to start, ultimately building up to 3 minutes. Extremely strong athletes who have been doing that for a while, and especially if they can build up to 3 minutes, you can actually take your hands off the ground, balancing just on your head, although that increases your injury risk. So, you know, see it for what it is. Finally, the trap bar is a wonderful exercise for your traps, as its namesake implies. While it's a bit more difficult than the traditional deadlift, because you can't lean forward, right, with a bar in front of you, which gives you better leverage, it's also much, much safer. One real hidden gem in that area, also for the traps, is farmer's walks. You know, you do those with the hundreds in each hand, and your average 200-pound trainee now weighs 400 pounds, which is all the more excruciating effective if performed as a finisher at the end of your workout. So I hope that helps. Those are my top key exercises for the neck and traps.
I want to mention something about the neck real quick. So laryngeal reflux, LPS, is one of the fastest growing forms of esophageal reflux disorder. We've all heard of GERD, heartburn. There's something more sinister out there called silent GERD, or LPS. LPS is growing quickly in our population. I suffer from it. I've talked about my silent GERD before. After much research, I have discovered that working on flexion and extension of the neck strengthens the muscles in the upper esophageal sphincter, which is the one that's right near your lung, your windpipe, and it keeps food going down one way, and it keeps food from going into the airway. So if anybody out there has a bitter taste in their mouth, and after a meal you have almost a gritty feeling in your throat where you have to cough and clear your throat all the time, if you notice some days your voice changes, becomes more hoarse, you may have LPR. I'm sorry, not LPS, LPR. If you have LPR, don't get on proton pump inhibitors. Don't get on hydrogen blockers. Don't listen to the doctors who want to give you medication. Start training your friggin' neck.
Amen.
Train your neck. Do the wrestler's bridges. Do those. If you have a machine in your gym like I do, start doing flexion and extension work for your neck. Work on making your neck stronger. It affects those muscles as well, and your LPR will go away. It may take a month or two, but it will go away.
Yep.
I just discovered this. I feel like I have salvation on my side now because I didn't know what I was going to do about this.
Yeah.
It's annoying as hell. But anyway, so listen to what Rob is talking about. Train your neck so you don't get LPR. Okay, next question comes from Jack Patterson. I've heard you talk about an intra-workout being where to spend your money on and was just wanting to understand more about why that is. Why wouldn't I just go for creatine first?
Well, there are several reasons why I consider an intra-workout preferable to creatine, at least from a, you know, if you could only use one product perspective. First, there is but one environment where supplements can have a drug-like impact, and that's intra-workout. The reasons for that are many, but it boils down mostly to blood flow, tissue repair, and antagonizing cortisol. So let's talk about what happens during a heavy workout. As soon as the heavy stuff starts getting lifted, there is a hormonal response during the workout. So depending upon what type of training and rest periods in between sets, yes, there's a transient rise in testosterone, growth hormone, and other favorable things that are good for muscle growth. Unfortunately, somewhere around the 30 to 40 minute mark, the adrenals pump out cortisol and it begins to dominate. That's without nutritional intervention. 10 sets of 10 or German volume training is the biggest offender, if memory serves, when looking at protocols that generate cortisol release. Without nutritional intervention, then, all of your hard work can be for naught. Raising insulin antagonizes cortisol, and that's an easy enough trick. You know, you just consume enough simple sugars. However, simple sugars leave me bloated and sleepy. So I learned fast, if you're going to go that route, use something like All Americans Pure Carbolin. You know, that compared very favorably on the glucometer that I used when writing 3.0 versus generic Waxy Maize and Vitargo, the Vitargo being the supposed best in class. Not anymore, by the way, as the current rendition, unless something changed, it isn't even close to the original product. Regardless, Carbolin will raise insulin enough, and it also helps push nutrients in the muscle cells. I began to educate myself further on it, though, and it became apparent that, you know, maybe carbs wouldn't be necessary to generate insulin release or mimic it, as the case may be. Certain amino acids are insulinogenic. such as leucine and glutamine. The amino acid taurine is what's known as an insulin mimetic, and it's for that reason that I include, you know, both leucine and taurine in Synthogen. As an added bonus, blood flow to muscle has been measured at up to 400% greater versus at rest. So it really is prime time to inject your muscle cells with all 9 essential amino acids, along with nutrients that boost cellular repair, and here's a big one that I cover that nobody else writes about, nucleotide pools. Because to my mind, if you're going to take advantage of the magic that is intra-workout metabolism, you should do so on all levels, meaning, you know, not just ingesting essential aminos. And if I'm not mistaken, Dr. DePasquale has a theory that by keeping carbs low intra and post-workout extends the growth window. And, you know, I've got to tell you, after trying it, I think he's right. You know, when I can really hammer legs and back during a workout and still wake up the next day fresh as a daisy, I think he's on to something.
Yeah.
As for creatine, look, everybody knows that's a solid product, by far the most research-based. But at most, you're going to gain 10 pounds in a few reps on your key lifts. It is my opinion that you want to keep creatine in reserve for when you really need it. And using it all the time, I don't think, is the best strategy either. Besides, you know, 10 pounds is chump change compared to the 50 to 100 you can build by eating, training, and supplementing correctly during your workouts. So in summary, you know, if you're lean enough, consider using pure carbolin and Synthogen intra-workout. If you're not lean enough, you know, use Synthogen solo, or at the very least, essential amino acids. You know, I took a lot of heat for those being the backbone of Synthogen. I took a lot of heat, and I was second-guessed by a lot of people. But you know what? The joke's on them. There are some studies that show, you know, properly timed essential aminos have been shown to be as effective as some of the weaker anabolic steroids. True story. So if you haven't tried it yet, please do avail yourself to it. Big difference, especially over time.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we have more questions for the Blueprint Pal Hour. If you're listening live, go to the Supreme Radio Network Facebook page and post a question. If we have time, we'll get to it. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Cana banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
MyAdaptogen in at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen in today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Kelly Smithson says, this may seem vain, but I'm closing in on 40 and don't want wrinkles. I use lots of face creams, but is there anything else that could help? It's good that he's using creams. Most guys don't. Okay, I'm assuming Kelly is a guy.
Yeah, well, the good news is there are things that you can do, and multiple ones at that. So let's talk about it. Coenzyme Q10 has some emerging evidence in this area showing that it helps help delay new wrinkles in facial skin and to reduce existing wrinkles. So Slovenian researchers write in the journal Biofactors that a daily dose of 50 milligrams coenzyme Q10 is enough. But what they did was they divided 32 women ages between 45 and 60 into three groups. One group got a placebo every day for 12 weeks. Another took a supplement containing 50 milligrams CoQ10. And the third took 150 milligrams CoQ10 per day. Just before and after the supplementation period, the researchers examined the women's skin using equipment and a panel of experts that also assess their skin. They used a product called Q10 Vital made by Valens, V-A-L-E-N-S. Q10 Vital is a syrup in which the coenzyme Q10 is dissolved, and their claim is that it's better absorbed in that form. But anyway, here were the results. They performed the experiment in winter. The skin of the women in the placebo group became less elastic during that period, while the skin elasticity of the women in the Q10 groups increased slightly. But yes, coenzyme Q10 reduced the facial wrinkles. For what it's worth, I think consuming your coenzyme Q10 and some dietary fat will help absorption as well. Anecdotally, I have found GH-releasing peptides are very effective at improving wrinkles. So prior to using ModGR, GRF-129, and various GH-releasing peptides, I had, you know, those smile lines around the corners of my mouth. around my eyes and that large one running on either side, usually of somebody's nose. After using peptides for a few months, they either disappeared entirely, the ones around my mouth and on either side of my nose, and the ones around my eyes lessened considerably. Now, for a guy that spends as much time in the sun as I do, you know, that was a minor miracle in my book. As for peptides specifically designed for wrinkles, there's one out there called Snap 8. So that's what you're looking for. Not only is it offered as an injectable, but I've also seen it in topical skin creams as well. Now, I'm going to be completely honest. I haven't used the stuff yet, so I have no practical experience. Case studies of the topical Snap 8 claim a 68% improvement in terms of wrinkle depth over just a month of use. You know, maybe somebody in the listening audience can offer their experience with it, good or bad. Unfortunately, you know, it's usually men using peptides, and you know, we're not as concerned about wrinkles, but I'm open to any and all feedback on that.
So, Livon Labs published a study a couple years ago. We had the scientist on the show. They took women in the UK, and one group took a placebo, and the other one took a 1,000 milligrams of lipospheric vitamin C a day, and the dramatic change in visible lines on their face was amazing.
Wow.
Number one. Number two, we talked about on Casual Friday several years ago about a woman who did a test on her own. She started to strive to drink a gallon of water a day, and at the end of 3 months, she had no wrinkles left on her face.
Wow.
So now, does that mean that's going to work for you? Not if you're already well hydrated. But if you're not well hydrated, absolutely. Yeah. I would also say, after talking to Dr. James DeNicolantonio the other day about the salt fix, that sodium, for the reasons that we hate it, it increases subcutaneous fluid. Yes. Guess what gets rid of wrinkles? Subcutaneous fluid. Getting fluid into the skin makes the skin puff up and push out the wrinkles. So make sure you're getting enough sodium in your diet. Make sure you're staying well hydrated. Vitamin C also works as well. So keep that in your quiver, if you will, of other things to consider trying as well before you give up. The next question comes from Dave Heppner. I've been prescribed testosterone for about 2 years now, 125 milligrams a week, way too low, but okay. It's test sip, which means it's only about 85 milligrams of testosterone, and that releases over 18 days, not 1 week. Your doctor is confused. I realize that is not enough to really help build muscle. It's not even enough to get you. I bet you his best test levels are 600 nanograms. I'll bet on it.
Yeah,
so I thought I bought a few vials of 200 milligrams a milliliter from a friend. He got these from his doctor, so I know that they're pharmaceutical grade. How much should I inject to build muscle? Anything else I should know before starting?
Yeah, well, a couple things. Now, since you've been on test for a couple of years, I'm assuming, of course, the doctor ordered at some point blood work. Those are important to get, as you know, you can spot problems before they become bigger, and you do something about it. One of the problems in some older males, is that the body begins making too many red blood cells. The something that you can do about it is to give blood every other month or so, which makes sure your blood doesn't become too thick. There are other reasons to give blood and to get blood work done, like understanding what your test levels are when you're on 125 milligrams a week, right? To your point, Carl. You also want to know what your blood levels are when you're on 200 or, let's say, 300 a week. You may find, for example, 200 milligrams a week gets you to 12 or 1,300 nanograms per deciliter. That is important information because at about that threshold, that's, in my mind, what would qualify as supraphysiological. And, yeah, you could start accelerated muscle growth. Or it may take 300 milligrams a week. You know, so you need to know. It's powerful information. So don't go without blood work, please. Now, according to the studies that I have seen, 300 milligrams a week is where the real muscle building starts, and up to 600 milligrams a week for 12 weeks has been shown even more effective with, comparatively speaking, very few side effects, I might add. So it's data like that that no physician is likely to be familiar with, or at least acknowledge, because it doesn't fit the drugs will kill you narrative, right, that you hear from every political newscaster and other quote-unquote authority there is. It blows their entire argument, even though they should be familiar with it. Why? That 600 milligram a week study was published in their Bible, the New England Journal of Medicine. In that study, the serum liver enzyme concentrations, hemoglobin, hematocrit, and red blood cell counts did not change in any of the study groups. Hemoglobin and plasma lipid concentrations before and after the 10 weeks of treatment also didn't change. Serum creatinine concentrations did not change, except, this was interesting, in the testosterone plus exercise group, in which the mean serum creatinine concentration increased from 1.0 milligram per deciliter to 1.1. All right, plasma, here's the big one. Plasma concentrations of total and LDL cholesterol and triglycerides did not change in any study group. Here's an interesting one. Plasma HDL concentrations decreased significantly in the placebo plus exercise group. There was no change in serum concentration of prostate-specific antigen in any group. You know, so there you have it. Think about that. 300 and 600 milligrams a week of test. They use testinanthate, which is
interesting. It's similar to cypionate. It is.
For 12 weeks. What did it result in? The biggest side effect that I can see is those guys gain more muscle and power versus placebo, along with zero negative effects. The only negative effect I could find in that study is two of the participants on the 600 milligrams a week had a little bit of acne. So let's listen to that again. Testosterone, given an amount up to six times your typical HRT dose, was safe and effective for 12 weeks, according to the New England Journal of Medicine. Here's the final word. Don't expect your doctor to acknowledge the obvious, but do be honest with him about your usage. No doctor is going to turn you into the authorities. Although you might not be spared the lecture. So I hope that helps. Those are my two CCs on how much test it takes.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Before we go into the break, I have to make an announcement. So Rick Pack is the winner of last week's Share It and Win, $100 worth of product from Keto Sports or Prototype Nutrition.
Oh, congratulations, Rick.
Yeah, so if you share posts from the Superhuman Radio Network page, you're automatically entered. And every week we will be announcing another winner. Rick Pack is last week's winner. When we come back, we have a question from Tom Costello. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless, and the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Woo, welcome back. Woo, that guy's happy. Tom Costello says, I'm constantly hearing you recommend a week off or a deload week. How do you know people aren't going to lose muscle or at least strength? I tried it once and I felt like I lost some size.
Okay. You know, I've been waiting for this question seemingly forever. And my opinion, I've stated it many times before, you will not lose strength or size in most cases. You know, a lot of it is in your head. I know because prior to taking some extended time off, I took measurements of my neck, bicep, waist, legs, and calves before taking not a week off, but 2 weeks. You know, here's what is true. Your mind will play tricks on you. You know, you're going to look at yourself and say, oh, my God, I'm shrinking. You know, but a quick re-measurement with the tape measure will reveal no change. It revealed no change in my case. None. Zero. Nada. You know, and a new study out of Baylor backs this up. So check this out. Strength athletes who don't touch weights for 2 weeks don't lose muscle mass, don't put on fat weight, and don't lose strength either. Sports scientists from Baylor University write about it in the Journal of Strength and Conditioning. And whether the athletes use protein shakes or even simple carb, during their training period and detraining period, made no difference either. So what they did was they did an experiment with 20 students, all of whom had been regularly weight training for some time. So these weren't newbies. They followed, rather, an identical training program for 4 weeks, and then they didn't train for 2 weeks. After that, the students did another 4 weeks of training with weights. Half of the participants were given 25 milligram maltodextrin after each workout, and the other half were given 25 grams away. In the 2 weeks that they were off, the participants took their maltodextrin away early in the morning. So here are the results. As the experiment progressed, the participants gained strength. So during the detraining period, the participants maintained their strength. And the statistics show that it made no difference whether they used whey or maltodextrin. So, you know, what does this tell us? It tells us that 14 days away from the weights, you won't lose anything, size or strength, nor will you gain weight, or more accurately, fat. And it doesn't matter whether you're ingesting, right, like I said, maltodextrin or whey. Now, I would have liked to have seen no shakes at all, see maybe a group like that. But, you know, understand most people will take their protein shakes day in and day out. So I'll go one step further, though, and speculate this. Individuals that have been overtraining will not only not lose size and strength by taking 2 weeks off, they'll gain it. I've seen it over and over and over. Remember, most individuals in the gym have been training hard and heavy for a lot longer than 4 weeks. So for them, it may very well be several months without taking a week off. So in other words, they're chronically overtrained. So there you have it, Tom. Proof positive of what I've been saying all along. You can take up to 2 weeks off, and it won't hurt you. In fact, it could do you a world of good. I know it does me.
So this next question comes from Mike Loomer. He's 19 years old, and he's tall, 6'4". He says, I have some pretty skinny limbs. I want to add more size to my arms and legs, so I hired a personal trainer. We do lots of curls, tricep work, and leg extensions to isolate my thighs. He's also big on controlling calories. He doesn't want me to exceed 2,400 calories a day. Where did he get that number from? I mean, how does he know that what your basal metabolic rate is and whether or not that's enough to build muscle on? Progress has been slow. I would think so. So I'd like to know what you'd do differently. Well, the first thing I would do is eat more friggin' food.
Yeah. So first things first. There's so much wrong here. You need to fire your trainer,
yeah,
right, and fire or find another one who really knows what he's doing. So, you know, also, unless you weigh 100 pounds, you know, 2,400 calories a day isn't going to put muscle on.
Dude, Elisa Profumo and I went to the A4M convention, and she got on a calorimeter. She laid there for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
She's, what is she, 5'9" or something? I don't know what she, I mean, she's a little girl.
Yeah.
Her resting metabolic rate is 2,040 calories.
Yeah.
You're a 6'4" guy, 19 years old. Your resting metabolic rate is probably 3,400 calories. You're starving yourself. No wonder why you're not growing.
Yeah, let me give you what my mentor, Eddie Azzaro, drilled into me about diet.
Huh.
Number one, calories are our friends. Two, the average person takes in 2,000 calories a day. Three, if you want to look average, look and perform average, you too can take in 2,000 calories a day.
Right.
If, however, you want to be twice as big as strong as the average guy, you need to take in twice the calories, or 4,000 a day.
Right.
If you're an ectomorph, the situation's even worse. It may take 5,000 or 6,000. When in doubt, eat more and keep eating until the numbers on the scale start going up, provided your waistline isn't too. So, you know, look, this is not a license to get sloppy. You know, take your measurements on all those body parts that I mentioned. If the waist measurement goes up by an inch or more, it's time to cut back for a few weeks. But, you know, that'll just make it more receptive to overfeeding. As far as your training goes, that, you know, that needs an overhaul too. You don't need to isolate anything. You need to work your muscle groups by big compound movements.
Bingo.
You know, muscles were designed to fire and contract in unison. And nowhere in life where you can, you're not isolating muscles. It doesn't exist. So big compound movements, things like squats, benches, deadlifted, all sorts of presses and rows, pulling motions are what you should be doing, right? If you're worried about your arms, trust me, they're going to get plenty of work if you do justice to your pushes and pulls. Body weight is really going to shine here. Things like push-ups, pull-ups, dips, handstand, gorilla push-ups, they're all outstanding. Pull-ups in particular, keep those in the rotation. They tell you if what you're gaining is fat or muscle. Now, there is one body weight movement that'll let you down, at least insofar as building size is concerned, body weight squats. Even if you do those one leg at a time, they just don't seem to put on muscle like the traditional squat or weighted movement. On the other hand, if you're happy with the size you've built and you're looking more for functional strength, the one-legged squat or pistol is ideal. So make those changes, Mike. You're going to see a lot better results. Stay the hell away from that trainer. Start eating.
Yeah. You know what? That trainer probably has nice arms and legs. He's probably a lot smaller than you, too. Yeah. But I bet you he didn't eat 2,400 calories a day. Trust me on this. He didn't.
Nobody did when they were building the muscle.
This is what's wrong with the personal training community. They don't even consider the individuality of basal metabolic rate and then the amount of activity you do in a day and then factor that into, well, you're going to need more calories than that. They just recite dumb stuff to every client. And that's why they lose clients. That's why they don't have clients for 10 years and 5 years. Clients leave them because they get dissatisfied with the lack of results.
Amen.
I mean, it's just sad. It's sad. And this guy's young. He's 19 years old. He should be growing like a weed right now. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have the blueprint tip of the day. Stay tuned.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrate from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish, brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. What's the blueprint tip of the day, Rob?
Tip of the day is this. There is a backdoor effort to ban Kratom happening now. This is a call to arms. I need your help. A few weeks ago, Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa and Dianne Feinstein of California dropped a bill in the Senate that will give the FDA and DEA a backdoor way of banning Kratom, banning it completely in the United States. Bill S-1327 is euphemistically called the CITSA Act, and a companion bill in the House has already been filed, H.R. 2851, by Representative John Katko of New York. The CITSA Act stands for Stop Importation and Trafficking of Synthetic Analogs Act of 2017. CITSA creates a new Schedule A that gives the Attorney General the power to ban any analog of an opioid that controls pain or provides an increase in energy. That is Kratom. Because Kratom's two primary alkaloids, mitragynine and 7-hydroxymitragynine, although not opioids, act similar in some ways. They could have just called this bill the Schedule Kratom Act, right? This legislation is going to allow the Attorney General and his supporters at the DEA and the FDA to add Kratom to Schedule A on a quote-unquote temporary basis that'll last for 5 years. And once it's added to Schedule A, the Attorney General can then convert it to a permanent schedule. Listen, after everything we have fought for so long and successfully against, right, these people and endured together in this movement, this is now the perfect storm for banning Kratom. Because under the current Controlled Substances Act, the FDA and DEA have to prove conclusively that Kratom is dangerously addictive and unsafe for consumer use, which, of course, it isn't. That's why we were able to stop them in their tracks when they tried to ram through an emergency scheduling ban on Kratom, if you remember last September. It's also why the FDA is having such a tough time in finding some justification to schedule Kratom under the existing rulemaking. So now the anti-Kratom bureaucrats in Washington want to ban it simply by claiming it has the same effect as an opioid, calling it an analog, right? Analog of the opioid. And the CITSA Act can enforce a ban on Kratom by criminalizing any manufacturer or distribution of it. 10 years imprisonment just for manufacturing or selling a Kraton product, and a fine of $500,000 if you're an individual, $2.5 million if the defendant is a company. If you export Kraton, import or export it, it is a 20-year sentence. And then there are harsh penalties for what they call false labeling of a Schedule A substance. That's why I'm mentioning this. I need your help to defeat this bogus bill from becoming law. Now, we have to act very quickly. Senator Grassley, Feinstein, and Cato, Representative Cato, we need to tell them they need to exempt the natural botanical plants like Kraton from CITSA. There's a House Judiciary Committee. It's looking to schedule a hearing before they all go on recess, I think, next month. So I hope you will do the following. One, I need you to pick up the phone and call Senator Grassley's, Feinstein's, and Cato's office, okay? When the staff member answers the phone, tell them that their boss should exclude natural plants like Kraton from this CITSA Act. Ready? Okay. Here are the phone numbers you should call. Senator Grassley, 202-224-3744. Senator Feinstein, 202-224-3841. And finally, Congressman Katko, 202-225-3701.
And simply tell them that you want them to exclude
Kraton from the CITSA Act.
Okay.
You know, be polite, but be firm. Tell them Kraton should be exempted from the CITSA Scheduling Analog Act. If we don't act, Kraton will be gone, and with it, a natural and viable treatment for many to deal with pain and give them energy without opioids.
This is just the medical industry trying to take Kraton into their arena so that they can prescribe it for you. That's all this is.
And in fact, they're already starting that process. Research is underway. So remember, the government doesn't want safe natural alternatives to opioids because it threatens Big Pharma's pocketbook. Stand strong today and call those lawmakers. I am begging you, call. It's just a few minutes of your time. It could make such a big difference because we deserve better from
our
elections.
How many people have to call, you think, to actually have an impact?
I don't know. I've called multiple times. And you know what? I'm hoping. I know people are busy. I know you are, guys. But this is important, even if you don't like or use Kraton. Because once this is gone, guess what? They're just going to go on to the next thing. It's unfortunate. They never stop. They look for backdoor ways like this after they couldn't ram it through in the middle of the night. We need to let these people know where we stand. And where we stand is we want access to natural botanicals that can help treat opioid addiction, pain, and give people energy without them getting addicted to opioids that are prescribed by Big Pharma. I went the other day for a checkup, okay? The entire bulletin board, the entire table of reading materials was devoted to opioid addiction and how they want people to get off. Well, guess what? You can get off using Kraton. You can never go on and not risk addiction by using Kraton. But it hurts Big Pharma's pocketbook, and frankly, that's sad. These people need to know that we want Kraton excluded from this analog act.
You know, I mean, what's next? Are they going to outlaw ginger because it's being used to treat cancer? I mean, this is the first step to controlling everything that grows out of the ground as well.
Yeah. What I told what I told my, or what I what I've done for my Blueprint Bulletin subscribers is, I've identified two compounds that, if kratom is banned, that we can use that, and they do mimic some of the effects of kratom. But you know, they're, it's like you said, if they slip this past people, if they use this and it becomes law, they're just going to go on to the next thing, and pretty soon we'll be left with nothing. You'll have to have a prescription for vitamin C. Think about that.
Well, I mean, you'll have to have a they'll control tea. They'll control coffee. They'll control everything that grows out of the ground. That's the most worrisome to me.
Yeah.
If ginger becomes popular, which it's already becoming popular with treating certain types of cancer, they'll say, oh, ginger needs to be added to the list. And then they'll sell you the ginger through a pharmacy for 10 times the amount of money that you could buy it online right now. This is worrisome. This really is.
It is a great example of government oversight run wild, telling you that you, dear member of the public, you're not smart enough to use these things. We'll tell you what you can use. And by the way, you've got to go to the doctor to get the prescription. He needs to write the script for the pharmacy. Pharmacy gets their cut. He gets their cut. You got to go back and see the doctor in every couple months if he's going to keep writing prescriptions. It goes on and
it's all about getting money out of your pocket. It's really
all about the money.
Yeah. Hi, Rob. Hopefully, people will take you up on it. And we'll talk to you next week, brother.
Please do. I can't wait for the rest of your show.
Oh yeah, it's starting now. Stay tuned. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be joined all the way from Budapest, Hungary, by Peter Lakatos. We're going to talk about leveraging technology. I don't know anybody who uses a variety of technologies to increase performance the way this guy does. We're going to get some secrets from him. Stay tuned.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from Ultra Human gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing.
That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Some of you know my next guest from Facebook. His name is Peter Lakatos. He lives in Budapest, Hungary. I'm going to try something, Peter. I'm going to embarrass myself. Udvözlök.
That was pretty good.
I said welcome, right?
Yes. Okay. That was good.
Okay, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate that.
For those of you who don't know Peter Lakatos, he's been a huge supporter of the show for a very, very long time. In many ways. Not only that, he promotes the show to people he knows. He sends us guests. And he always reaches out to communicate with us about interesting information. So Elisa and Peter were talking offline, and emails. And, she said, we should get Peter on the show because he's just such an interesting guy. He's just doing so much. And I also want to mention that you have just recovered from an injury that usually ends careers, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I about 2.5 years ago, I had a pretty bad cervical herniation.
Yeah.
And that basically paralyzed my right arm. So at that point, it was pretty scary, to be honest. But without any surgery, we decided with my surgeon that we tried the other way.
I didn't even know surgeons had another way other than cutting people open and doing things. So wait a minute. So let's start from the beginning, because this is an interesting story, and then we'll get on to technology, because mm-hmm. technology became important to you in your recovery as well. So how did you have this disc injury in the cervical spine? For those of you who don't know, cervical spine is your neck. This is very dangerous stuff.
Yeah, it's a C6, C7. So basically most people thinking, because I'm doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu and weightlifting, so they think this is training related. Actually, I was writing my book and I spent days and days and hours in a really bad posture over my laptop. And at one morning I woke up, I was yawning, and then pop, that was it.
You heard the pop.
I heard a pop, and I heard some, and I felt right away this buzz in my fingers.
Oh man,
yeah,
that is not good.
No.
So how long before the paralysis sets in? A couple days.
So then, when you can see your own scapula from the mirror on
uh-huh.
the side,
uh-huh.
I think you have something to worry about.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even press like 4 kilo. At that point, I felt like probably is not right. So I called my spine surgeon friend and right away MRI. So I went to MRI and then he gave me the good news that it looks really horrible. And most probably it's going to be a surgery. But he's a very smart guy, and he's also a black belt in Kenpo and Judo, which is very rare from spine surgeons.
Right.
And he's also a certified kettlebell instructor, and he was like, you know what, let's do another way.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for those don't know, you not only practice Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but you also practice Krav Maga too, right?
Correct. So I'm studying about 14 years Krav Maga from Israel, and I'm also teaching. So that's another thing I'm very passionate about.
Okay, so your rehab was exercise, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
But did you do any traction work with your neck? Did you, you know, where you put a weight on your head and pull the neck a little bit to relieve the pressure on the cervical spine?
Correct. So I did a lot of those things, and you know, the double chin exercise. I think that's the way they call it, something like that.
What do they call it?
So when double chin, I guess. So when you go to the wall, the back of your head, and you're creating a double chin.
Oh, yeah.
And
that
helped me a lot. So you're taking your like ear level as the pivoting point.
Right.
And almost like virtual lifting you up and making yourself taller. In the same time, I was working on my thoracic mobility a lot. And also, this is the time I started to do a lot of breathing exercises.
Interesting. Okay, so fast forward, how long did it take before you, I saw you doing handstand push-ups on the internet not long ago. How long did it mm-hmm. take for you to rehab and reverse the damage from this disc problem?
So I would say if it's like a very rainy day or I'm doing something really stupid, then I feel right away.
Uh-huh.
But normal training days, I have no problem. I'm not doing much overhead pressing because that I felt like right away it's elevating my condition. But
right.
Otherwise, I have no problem. I can do anything. And plus, you know, there's always a good story with that. So I'm doing Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so I learn how to defend my neck.
Yeah. You don't want to get choked out. That'll
nope.
be a bad thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so... And in your journey for rehab, but also for performance, you have been a disciple of things like Kyatsu. You also have some computerized devices that you use with
mm-hmm.
your clients and yourself that kind of give you feedback. Talk about some of the technologies that you use and that your clients use to improve performance.
Sure. So the first thing was that when you have herniation, with the speed of the light, you start to lose muscle mass. That's, if you had that thing before, I think you understand that.
Oh, yeah. But so, when you lose innervation into a muscle,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that is when atrophy occurs. The muscle is not getting the signal anymore, any kind of signal. It's like it's been disconnected from the body, so it just starts to shrink.
And we talk about like in a week. So it's very visible. So the first thing I started to Google for it was, you know, what to do now. And somehow always Katsu popped up as a system, as a method. So I started to discuss with the American branch from Japan. And I made the certification. I bought the unit. I started to use right away. And it was very fast reversed. So then I started to think, that is very much, very interesting, especially with our fighters. You know, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and MMA, but especially, you know, anything we call grappling is very high level of mechanical load. Like, you know, a lot of twisting and flexing and everything. So it's not always the healthiest. So if we start to add supplemental training for them, like strength training and such, my goal is to lower the mechanical load for them, if possible. And Katsu is a very, very interesting methodology in this journey.
Okay. So what about some of the biofeedback devices that you use? Talk about those.
Mm-hmm. So, again, what we started to see, you know, I'm coming from a very Eastern European sport background, like Russian and Hungarian background, Soviet. And at that time, you know, it was very easy to monitor stress because they put you in a training camp for like 3 months or whatever, and stress was managed. The only stress you had It was from the training.
Right.
There was no Facebook.
You didn't worry about eating. You went to bed on time. You know what? There's a lot to be said for that atmosphere. I like to call it a snow day. You know, here in the United States, when you get a lot of snow, no one can go to work. The kids can't go to school. You just kind of give into it. And it's a very relaxing day because no one expects you to do anything at all. It's the same type of thing what the Soviets did with their athletes. They put them in an environment that the only things that they had to think about was eating, sleeping, and training, and everything else was taken care of.
Exactly. So today it's a different world, right? So what we try to manage as coaches is basically the training load and all the rest. The moment when the athlete leaves the gym, we pretty much have no idea what they do. So are they playing Xbox till 2 a.m.? Are they eating crappy food? Are they texting to the girlfriend and they having a fight? We have no idea, right? So how do we manage all the rest of the stress? It's not under our hand normally. So I started to look for the solution. I found a company called Omega Wave. It's a Finnish company working with a Russian sports scientist. And the premise of this gadget, what they sell, either individual or also for some of the best teams in NFL and NHL, is a unit you can put on yourself, just like a Polar HR monitor, except you also put two attachments, one of your hand and one on your forehead. You lie down for like 3.5 minutes, and then it's measuring your current readiness. So basically, how ready you are to get input as a training, the training information.
So what is it looking at to assess the state of readiness?
So number one is the central nervous system. So looking for how the central nervous system sees right now as we talk about homeostasis, right? Mm-hmm. So how much is disturbed? Omega wave is basically the very slow wave of the brain. And we talk about the frontal lobe, which works almost like a battery, like an accumulator, like it's taking charge, but also giving charge.
Right.
And for like 70 years of research from Russia, it shows that this is a pretty good indicator for the homeostasis. So basically, if it's losing charge, then it's a problem. But if it's too excited, it's also a problem. So for the human race, it should be between 10 and 45 millivolt. So if it's between these voltages, which the software will not tell you, to be honest, but when you learn the system, you start to understand, or if you have a very professional software, then you understand what it measures. And it gives you a very good estimate, like what type of training load you are ready to get. And you also have some feedback on volume and intensity for today.
And so would this be used at the end of a day, at the end of a training session, or before the training session starts? And if it's before the training session starts, would you send the athlete back and say, you know, you're not ready to train today?
Yeah, so this is a very typical question we get from coaches. We do measure them 30 minutes before training, or sometimes 30 minutes after they wake up. It depends on what do I want to measure. But if I want to measure how ready you are for the training program, and at that point, the training program is just, you know, a dream. Like, this is what we want to do. It's a great plan. But what if the trainer, the trainee, the athlete comes in and not ready for anything today because they didn't sleep well, didn't eat well. And I have a great plan. I have the best plan for today. However, that this individual is not ready for my great plan. So now what to do, right? So that's always the question. So I think the better the coach will understand that I have to change the plan on the fly. Right? So that's what we're going to do. We're going to change it because right now the question is not what I want the athlete to train, but the question is what is he ready for? And if he's not ready for us, let's say today we want to train a power or speed or something like that, right? but he's not ready for that. I'm not only putting him in a position where he's doing something he's not ready for, so the work is not really useful for today, but also I might even injure him, because right now he's not ready for taking the load, taking the input.
Right. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something that used to be popular, but I don't hear it spoken about anymore, and that the role of heart rate variability in assessing readiness for training and whether or not you pay any attention to that. We're talking with Peter Lakatos all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then train fasted and remain fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
We'll be right back.
doing this show reminds me to take my supplements. I just took my Live On Labs Lipo-C and Glutathione and a handful of Bio Superfood. Usually when I take them at home, I chew them, but then you get green stuff all over your teeth and it's hard to talk immediately thereafter. We're talking with Peter Lakatos today, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Peter, probably 4 years ago, we were doing a lot of shows about heart rate variability, and now it's all but disappeared. Is it still popular as a way to measure readiness for training?
Yeah, so as much as I understand, HRV, it's pretty much back from the 1950s. Officially, the Russians, the Soviets used it in the 1961 when they sent up the first man to the space, Yuri Gagarin.
And so it was used, but today are people still using it? Do you pay attention to heart rate variability?
Absolutely. With this unit, I don't have to measure HRV individually, separately. The software does it, and it's not only measuring one component of HRV, because whenever we try to oversimplify HRV, one of my mentor, his name is Roman Fomin, is always reminding me, like, there are thousands of PhDs in Russia right now per year just on HRV. So when we try to say, like, oh, if you have a higher number of HRV, which is, you know, as they normally, they put number behind,
right,
or score behind, then it's always good. And this is what HRV is. Then somehow it's way too much simplified, the whole system. Like, Omega Wave is measuring 10 different type of HRV, and which means the 5 Russian and the 5 European or United States standard by the Heart Association. So this 10 is basically through an algorithm is collected, and then we put it into a very simple and easy application where you can see basically colors just like a traffic light.
Mm-hmm.
Are you in the red zone? Are you in the yellow zone? Are you in a green zone? So it's for the coach, for the athlete, very easy to understand. Like, today don't push it. Or you can push, but you have to limit something, either volume and intensity. Or the other thing is you can push it as hard as you want, as you do normally.
How do you understand HRV to matter? So, for instance, when I sleep at night, and I used to wear my Fitbit, my heart rate would regularly get down to 40, 41, and 42 beats in my mm-hmm. deepest sleep. And then the next morning I'd go to the gym and I would train, and my heart rate would get into 181, 182. I would think that that is a dramatic variability in heart rate, but that doesn't play a role in performance, right? Explain why heart rate. What are we looking at when we look at heart rate variability?
So in very simple, but again, there are like 10 different types how they measure. But the most simple thing is when we have the R peak in our EKG or ECG, as it depends how you call it.
Yeah.
But so the difference between the R peaks are changing, right? So from beat to beat. So when you have 60 beats per minute, that doesn't mean that you have 1 second distance between
your
peak.
Yeah, they call that the mm-hmm. Q. They call that the QT time. I think that's the separation between.
Yeah, so there's a QRST complex.
Right.
But also it has height, and it also has differences between all the numbers, meaning all the letters, like the QRST. So different algorithms are using different kind of calculation. The point is that the easiest way to measure is the differences, and if it's very, very rigid, that's a very
bad sign.
Bad sign.
Yeah.
That means a very sympathetic overload on the heart rate.
In fact, we know that ultra and elite athletes have some of the weirdest heartbeats when observed by cardiologists. I mean, that's why I worked very hard over the past decade to try to convey to people who train hard the difference between pathological and physiological changes in the heart. Because pathological changes where if someone sits all day and does nothing, and physiological changes where someone is putting their heart under a load and it's adapting and responding to that load, can look like the same things on an EKG. But one is in response to an increased demand and production for the heart, and the other one is the heart eroding and breaking down. But on paper, they can look the same. You could have an elderly person who suffers from bradycardia, and this is an ultra-low heartbeat, down in the 40s all the time. And that person is ready for a pacemaker. But you could have a world-class sprinter who's sitting still, and you could check his heartbeat. It's like, oh, my God, his heartbeat is 42. He's not going to die. He doesn't need a pacemaker. Mm-hmm. So there's an example of a very, very easy example of pathological and physiological changes.
Correct. So we have athletes that they have resting heart rate 32.
Yeah, there you go. And the general public, they want to put you on a pacemaker if you have 32.
Yeah, right away. But probably, you know, there is one thing, which is genetics, of course. The other thing is, we try to create the athlete. So we see as we engineer the athlete for a given sport. So not necessarily we want to have like 32, but if you're like the low 40s, probably your anaerobic threshold is also lower if you are well conditioned, right?
Right.
So then, till you fell apart in a fight, it comes a lot later. And you will also recover faster.
Right.
And this is already a winning combination almost in any strength or any combat sports.
Right, right. Yeah, these are advantages, obviously. Yes, exactly. Okay, so the Omega Wave is one of the tools you use. Do we want to get into katsu a little bit real quick? Because the type of katsu that you do, you're not just aimlessly putting bands around people's upper arms. You actually use a cuff that's inflatable to a specific pressure, right?
Exactly. So there are a lot of blood flow modification device, and many of them are, you know, they call them occlusion. So the difference between what we do is we never occlude. All we want to do is we want to affect the venous return. And with the machine we use, we can actually do that, like 10 out of 10. And this is very important from safety and also for performance, meaning results, right? So when we do this, then we will always have the same very good effect, which is the training effect by the katsu. And that's the goal.
So you use katsu to save your strength and musculature in your arm that was not receiving innervation any longer.
Absolutely.
How effective was it? Were you able to maintain muscle mass in that arm even though the nerves weren't firing properly any longer?
You know what? It was shocking. I tell you a very fast story about that, so now you will understand. We have a powerlifter went to an arm wrestling championship and they broke his arm right away. Like first fight, broke his arm. Right. So those people are freak shows.
Right.
And they put him into a cast. Right. And same day. So he went to the doctor, put him in a cast. 2 weeks later, he had to go back, remove the cast because he was doing katsu. He was just doing squeezing rubber ball. Right. On the arm was in the cast. And he had such a big hypertrophy in the forearm. They had to switch the cast 2 weeks after.
Wow. So, that's amazing.
The cast. This has happened to us. So we have data on that. It's not as we heard, right?
Right.
And we have a ton of stories like that.
And we had the doctor. You introduced me to the doctor that
James
you work
Anderson.
With.
Yes.
Yeah, he was on the show talking about the katsu. So katsu is obviously something that people who are more interested in hypertrophy or interested in not exclusively strength, but also muscle growth, really need to think about katsu. Because if you're a non-responder like me, like my upper arms just don't grow. I lift heavy weights for decades now. I do heavy curls. My upper arms just don't grow. I really should be using katsu for my upper arms, shouldn't I?
Yes, I agree. But there's also another component. Water polo in Hungary is... Probably know that we are very known for water polo. And some of the best teams in Hungary, they're using Katsu in the water. So we have a different device. It's also a floatable device. And then what they do, they start to swim and they're getting, you know, into the lactic very fast.
Right.
So at that point, this is when they start to practice shooting. And that, like in 2-3 minutes, they are in the zone. They are, they movement are breaking down. Let's put it this way. And that's mimicking the situation when they are in the pool. They're getting very, very tired. They're already in pool for 20 minutes. And now they still have to shoot with a very good precision.
Wow. That's an interesting application.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we do a lot. We have our grapplers are sometimes grappling, like, but not full force, but grappling in Katsu, and it's not funny. It's very difficult to maintain any kind of position with Katsu on, either on your legs or your arms.
The complete opposite of Katsu is taking front and center stage right now, and you may have seen this. The utilization of compression garments to actually increase the irrigation process of blood flow in and out of muscles so that the heart and the vasculature are not solely dependent on hemodynamics, but wearing compression garments like compression socks that go up to the knees actually are being shown to help reduce the stress on the heart by taking some of the flexibility, if you will, out of the vasculature and allowing blood to move faster instead of kind of getting caught up with the difficulty that the vasculature has resisting expanding. What are your thoughts on these new compression garments in athletes?
They're using, and medically people are using these very tight socks for decades, right?
Yes, right.
So I can see the benefits. I know for like many of our athletes for longer traveling, they're already using these tight socks, these compression garments. Right now in Hungary, I mean, you know, many times we are years behind technology, to be honest. So these compression devices are not here yet. Or if yes, it's only for a very, very high athlete with good sponsors. So I don't have personal experience on this one.
Okay.
But it's very logical. I mean, seeing how Katsu works, I can really imagine that, even in Katsu, we're using Greek.
Right. You know what's interesting? Katsu is the exact opposite of these compression garments. And what I mean by that is that Katsu is causing difficulty in the inflow and outflow of blood in the muscle. And these compression garments are actually helping to speed the process up. And one is designed to improve acute performance. And the other one is designed to increase adaptation to training. And I think it's very, very interesting. I don't know. Did we lose you? Are you still there?
No, I'm here.
Okay,
no,
good.
I'm here.
I
just went into a listener mode for a second.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
But Katsu is designed to increase the effects of training by making the muscles work harder. And these compression devices are designed to increase the acute ability to perform. So they're very, very different. But I could see how you could train with Katsu and then put compression garments on an athlete and actually create like a slingshot effect where one technology is making it more difficult for you to train. And instead of us just going to no technology, we go to another technology that makes it easier for you to perform and leverage all the benefits of what has been done with Katsu. I think that you need to bring these compression garments to Hungary. I really do.
So, but the other thing is it's very important to mention that, for example, like with the incomplete reps, like bodybuilders, right? They already, for decades, they are kind of mimicking, like Katsu, if you think about it, because they create for restriction with that.
Right?
However,
in the calves and in the upper leg as well, technically, yeah.
Yeah, however, What we do with Katsu, we create that type of regulation for 15 or 20 minutes, depending on upper body or lower body.
Right.
And it's very important we only affecting the inflow, but the outflow will be affected naturally because there's no more blood going in. Right.
Right.
So at one point there will be a central regulation from the cardiovascular system.
So the only way you can affect the inflow is you have to know exactly what blood vessels you want to put pressure on, right?
Yeah. So we only want to affect the venous return,
right?
So when a venous return is affected, meaning almost closed or closed, then at one point the nervous system or the cardiovascular system will decide, you know, apparently no blood comes back. So we should not really send blood over there anymore.
Right.
So, but there is the decision process takes some time. And up until that, you're getting this, basically you're getting this edema, right? In this area, meaning
swelling.
Yeah. Exactly. So like,
it's not edema. It's congestion. Congestion. Yeah.
So at that point, you know, if you're a bodybuilder, I mean, this is why you live for. This is the pump.
Yeah.
So
right.
That, and it's very weird when you know that how many type of nutrition bodybuilders are taking just to get the pump. But with Katsu, you get it whenever you want. Like if you want to have it twice a day, yeah, you have twice a day, no problem.
Right.
So that's. And it can be very beneficial. So normally, our main goal with this one, not really for most of the for athletes, are not the hypertrophy, which is very interesting, but most of the times is basically limiting the mechanical load they get from normal training. So if we add another training for them, which is a strength training, and we add more mechanical load, probably they will break down faster.
Uh-huh. And this is probably the most common mistake that people, gym rats, make when they start to experiment with Katsu. They go, oh, I'm going to use Katsu. So they tie off their upper arms, and instead of using 30% of the normal weight that they use to curl, they want to use the same weight they always use. And this is the mistake, isn't it?
It's an absolute mistake, yes, because the benefit we will simply very low mechanical load. But the metabolic load is humongous, right?
Right.
So you're getting high glycolytic load locally. And when you remove the belt, then you get the systemic effect. And this is very important to understand. We also have the systemic effect. So it's not only your biceps and triceps and forearm, but it has a full body effect.
I want to talk about the systemic effect because I don't think I've been clear about that. I want to take a break, and when we come back, let's pick it up with the systemic effect, okay?
Okay.
All right, stay tuned. We're talking with Peter Lakatos. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the KetoKana banner ad today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing, so our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. We're talking with Peter Lakatos, all the way from Budapest, Hungary. Peter, are we plugging anything for you today? Websites, anything like that? Training?
Well, pretty much everything in Hungarian, so I'm not sure if it's okay for your public. So probably not. Maybe OmegaWave.com I would recommend. Yeah. And Katsu Global if that is okay for you.
Yeah, of course. So I never realized there was a systemic value to this. So when you take the cuff off, obviously the blood flow normalizes, and we know that growth factors occur due to katsu. Do those growth factors not stay local, or do they travel throughout the body and help other muscles?
Yeah, so we talk about at the end of the cycle, you will have elevated IGF-1 level, right? So that's what we see from the research. And this IGF-1 definitely looking for places in the body to fix, because the body assuming you did a pretty strong, heavy workout based on all the feedback systems, right? Because, you know, the lactic acid level was very high, hydrogenic ion level was very high, the metabolites were floating in your blood. So now you definitely had to do something really intense, but you didn't. I mean, mechanically, you didn't. So basically, metabolically, the signal is there, like you had to you break muscle fibers, but you didn't. So now you have all these IGF-1 encircling in the blood flow and searching for places to fix, right? And then we'll find probably all the injuries to fix. So we have data on that and also experience that, you know, oh, suddenly, you know, my old knee injury doesn't hurt anymore. What happened? And they didn't even work with that knee. So that's very interesting. So that's one of the reasons we use with our guys in Carson Gracie, Hungary, a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu team, because, you know, sometimes they have nagging injuries. Sometimes the first idea would be just to have another very strong training. So we do metabolically demanding training with them, and assuming, and by experience, we know that most of these things will get better for tomorrow.
This is interesting because I just thought of something. Lee Haney was eight times mm-hmm. Mr. Olympia. And his mantra was always stimulate, don't annihilate. And through the years, we've learned that when you make too deep of an inroad into destruction of the muscle, and then recovery isn't adequate to rebuild the damage you've done, you have net losses instead of net gains. What you're saying is that Katsu tricks the muscle into thinking mm-hmm. that it had this grueling workout, but in fact, there was very, very little damage done to the muscle, but all of the repair mechanisms are ramped up. So in theory,
exactly,
the net will be greater on recovery as opposed to breakdown. And so you
exactly.
should that I never realized that. I never realized
exactly.
That.
And just as a reminder that, you know, many times when we work with high level athletes, soccer players or skiers, or it doesn't really matter, MMA fighters, many times they movement quality is not the best. So me as a strength coach, my hand is tied a little bit because there are all these exercises I would like to use with them, but I cannot, because they are not efficient with these given exercises. So I cannot send them back injured to the sport coach and saying like, yeah, we've been doing back squat. Why the guy just cannot do back squat, right?
Right.
So but with Katsu, I can very much limit the load with them. So I keep them in the safe zone with a mechanical load while I can reach all the other effects I'm looking for. So I'm on a... I limited the risk while the benefits are very high. And that's what we are looking for as a strength coach, I believe.
Peter, what new or emerging, technologies are you starting to see or starting to use as a strength and conditioning coach for some of these athletes?
So we always say that lately that one of the big next two trends will be as fitness. Breathing and sleeping. So definitely sleep trackers, what we use. And I personally, I like Beddit.
I'm a huge proponent of sleep trackers. I think that they're mm-hmm. possibly one of the most underestimated, important technologies that everyone should be leveraging right now, whether you're an athlete or not.
I agree. So in my opinion, Beddit is one of the best on the market, and that's what I recommend to our fighters and athletes.
What's it called?
Beddit. Beddit.com. This okay. is the company, very, very reliable sleep tracker. And what we also do with all our fighters is breathing. We coach breathing for them. So I personally use a Buteyko method with them. And basically what we see is, again, recovery is much better. And today everybody's talking about how can we make recovery faster. So, you know, everybody's trying to come up with these products, and that's fine. But I think the best recovery is to give them the best training and the best sleep.
Yeah. No, you're right. And that's the problem with us older athletes. We don't sleep as well, and that's where the problem mm-hmm. becomes for us as far as continuing to make gains. And I got to tell you something. I made some of my greatest gains when I would, in between sets, walk around the gym and force myself to breathe in a count of 4 seconds, hold that for a count of 3 seconds, and breathe out for a count of 3 seconds. When I did that walking around, I recovered faster. In between sets, I came back stronger. I haven't been doing it because
I just don't have the goals to do it. It takes a discipline to do it in between every single set. And right now I'm doing lots of giant sets. I would have to do them at the end of my giant. But something as simple as that, which hyperoxygenates the blood, which then speeds you faster to the in-between set recovery. And when you speed in-between set recovery, that 3 minutes or 2 minutes that you're waiting in between sets is so much more productive. You come back stronger for the next set. If you come back stronger for the next set, you handle more weight or more volume, you get more results. And it's so simple. Anyone can do it. You count 4 seconds in, hold your breath for 3 seconds, and blow out for 3 seconds. And you do that. And you walk around your gym in between your sets, and you do that. Walking is critical to this, too. Because the legs act as a pump to circulate the blood. Yeah.
I agree. But I would also add that, you know, when we train, when we are awake, definitely we can affect our breathing consciously, but breathing is normally subconscious, right? So we don't really have full control on it, especially when we are sleeping. And when we are talking about athletes, and I would give the estimate 80% of high-level athletes are mouth breathers, and many of them are, you know, snoring at nights and such. So when they wake up, many of them, when we talk to them, they say they wake up more tired than they want to sleep, and even though they are sleeping 8 hours. And then you start to discuss with them, yes, they have allergies, and then they snore and such. Then you figure out the breathing pattern. However, they try to affect it when they train, but when they are not training, meaning sleeping 8 hours, they are pretty much off the chart.
Right.
And this is why the recovery is really bad. So I have many players, they sleep with tape on their mouth. And you know, next day they come in and they're like, wow, this is the best thing ever.
I sleep with an elastic chin strap that keeps mm-hmm. my mouth from opening, and it forces me to breathe through my nose all night long. Mm-hmm. I don't snore then, and mm-hmm. I feel better. When I take that, if I take a nap without that strap, my mouth opens up a little bit. I start breathing through my mouth. I start snoring, and I don't wake up sleeping good. I don't feel good.
Exactly, because you hyperventilate when you sleep, right? Because you start to mouth breathe, and then you can see even on your like a bedded application that your breathing frequency is going up.
So tell me the number. Say the name again of this sleep tracker. I'm trying to find it. Spell it for me.
BEDDIT. Bedded.
Ah, Bedded. Sleep tracker. Okay, I'm gonna get it.
Sorry, I'm speaking Hunglish. So.
No. That's okay. That's okay. I'm gonna get it because I'm using. So, Dr. John Parker, who is still deployed, in Kuwait, we were actually talking about this morning.
Yeah, I remember. I remember him being on your radio.
Yeah, he's a great guy. He asked me, if I ever heard of Sleep Genius. And I said, no, I never did. I'm trying to get something to stop playing over here. I said, no, I never did, but this is a new one to me. I'm going to check out Bedded. I'm going to look into this because this looks very, very interesting to me.
Yeah. It seems very, very reliable. So that's the reason we like it. And it also gives you back right away very, very good results on your heart rate and your sleep cycles.
Does it measure, excuse me, I'm still trying to get over this upper respiratory thing. Does it measure blood oxygen levels? Do you sleep with a little oximeter?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't measure, but it measures breathing frequency. And for me, it's very important to see if my breathing frequency is going up or dropping.
So ideally, what would you want to see in a person sleeping as far as their breathing?
So again, I can quote only the Buteyko standard, and Buteyko standards is normally talk about 12 to 14 breath per minute. That means medically around 5 to 6 liters per minute as general volume of air.
So you would want to see that at night?
Mm-hmm.
You would probably want to see less than that, no?
Well, it's if you start to measure, so now if you sit still and you start to measure, you will go down to 4 and you will be like, man, what's the big deal about that? But when you don't measure, you're not conscious about that. Many people will go up to 20 to even 30 breaths, breath per minute.
Right.
At that point, they are way above like 20, 25, even 30 liters per minute. That's definitely hyperventilation. So at that point, we talk about a medical issue, or we could even talk about a medical issue.
Right. I breathe very shallow at night when I sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't breathe rapidly. I breathe very slow and very shallow. I'm going to have to get the Bennett sleep monitor. I'm going to try it.
Yeah, so this is what we use. And again, for us, breathing retraining for any type of athlete is definitely right now pretty much number one. Number two, I would say postural development.
Yeah.
Because most of them are slouching or they having the sport-specific posture already. So we try to do – so for example, like MMA and grappling is very much flexion and rotation dependent sports. So in our posture development, we do everything
extension.
To create extension
right.
and anti-rotation. And we're saving a lot of spine this way.
I think there is a preoccupation with abs – that causes people to be in a more flexion state all the time because they want their abs to be firm and flat. They don't want their stomach to move when they breathe, which causes this shallow breathing. And you're right. I think extension and relaxation of the abdominal muscles so that you can breathe with your stomach as part of the process is missing in the population today because people are so preoccupied with having – you know, their abs. Oh, I want my abs to be flat. To keep your abs flat, you actually have to be in a semi-flexion state all the time.
Well, one of the key thinking right now, what we use, and it's not ours, we learn a lot, is to understand the role of the diaphragm, right? So, because the diaphragm should be the number one muscle for breathing, and when you start to research this and study, then you will figure out that the diaphragm actually very funny muscle because its job is not only breathing, meaning respiration, but also stabilizing the spine, right? So basically, if you're over breathing, then you're making your diaphragm very busy in breathing. At that point, the secondary issue, which is spine stabilization, is off. Your spine is right now is not stabilized by the number one muscle should stabilize it, which is the diaphragm. So there you go. You can see why when you're getting tired, you start to slouch, right?
Yeah.
So what we always tell our coaches and athletes, basically many of the conditioning task for us is conditioning not the whole body, but first the diaphragm.
Interesting.
Because when the diaphragm is conditioned for this, meaning your respiration is conditioned for this, you always have a good stability for your spine. At that point, you are not only healthy, but you're strong.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. Peter, if someone's listening to you right now and wants to reach out to you, how could they reach out to you?
They can find me on Facebook. So if you want, you could put me on your Facebook page and just put me there. Like, you know, how can they reach me with my Facebook link?
Okay. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. I'll put that on the Superhuman okay. Radio Network page too.
Perfect. Perfect.
All right, listen, I want to thank you so much for making yourself available for the show today.
Thank you, sir.
It's always a pleasure. Always
I really
a pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, sir. One day we're going to meet in person.
I want to come to Hungary. I want to come to Hungary. It's one of the things that Elisa and I talked about, some of the countries that we want to visit.
Yeah, you should. You should. I think you would enjoy.
I know I'll enjoy it. I want to just also thank Rob Regish for the first hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com to learn more about him. Thank you, Peter, and thank you to everybody listening to the show live today. And, of course, if you're listening to the podcast, thank you as well. And we see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.